Will a tradition of visiting grandparents or coming home for the holidays happen over Zoom instead? Have you been talking about the change of plans with loved ones, with your kids? What are those conversations like? We're talking about holiday traditions in a raging pandemic here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Our colleagues at TT Book, to the best of our knowledge, are preparing conversations about how to gather but not gather in these times. You can join in at any point with your creative new ways, new twists that you're planning to roll out. We're at 800-642-1234. Shannon Henry Kleiber is a producer, interviewer, and writer for the nationally syndicated program TT Book, to the best of our knowledge, from Wisconsin Public Radio. Shannon, welcome back.
Hi, Kate. How are you?
I'm doing all right. Have you been preparing yourself and thinking personally about how this holiday season will be different for you and whether you're ready emotionally for that change? I know you have to think on this about work, but also personally.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of how this show started. My colleagues at TT Book and I were talking over our staff meeting that's on Zoom these days. And we were all talking about how we can't gather like we used to. We can't have big gatherings. We're not having people from out of town. We're not traveling. What will we be doing? And like so many people, I still didn't want to cancel everything. I mean, there, you know, that's an option. You could say, okay, Christmas is canceled. Thanksgiving is canceled. But maybe there's a way to rethink it. And so we started talking to other people about, you know, are there creative ways of doing something different this year?
Yeah. And so what have you been thinking about? What have your colleagues been thinking about in terms of that creativity? Of course, technology would be involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can be. Also, you know, there's some things that you can still do, like reading stories together, maybe something new, like writing letters to the relatives who can't be with you this year. The cooking part of it is so interesting to me. I love food and I love cooking. And my kids who are teenagers have been cooking during this time with their cousin who's in Arizona, and they get on FaceTime and they talk about what to pick up for ingredients, and then they make something together.
Oh.
So I think preparing a meal together is still possible, even if you're not eating it together.
I just love that. And it really brings those cousins together, maybe in ways that they would never have otherwise. It might even bring them closer.
Right, right.
Tell us about the show that listeners can tune into later this month, about your approach to the holiday season, especially at this time of polarization and the pandemic.
So our show will air on Thanksgiving weekend on November 28th, but it's really about all holidays. And, you know, during this time, we still have celebrations. We have birthdays, graduations. We also have funerals, and there are moments that we need to mark in some way, even if it's not the way that we would have chosen or the way we would have done it before. So the show, we start with an interview with a really interesting woman named Priya Parker, who's written a book called The Art of Gathering. And she's the host of a New York Times podcast called Together Apart, that's about how to meet in the pandemic. So she has a lot of really interesting ideas about, take something that you would like to do during your holiday season and you can't do, and think about why you love it. Think about what it makes you feel like, and try to find something else that can take that place. And we talked about, my family usually goes to see a live performance of the Nutcracker, and my daughter does ballet and sometimes she's been in it. And so we're not obviously doing that this year. So what can we do in this time that would be something that would be not comparable, but make us feel in the same way? We talked about, strangely enough, going on a snowshoe hike, because we'd be celebrating the holiday. We'd be, you know, hopefully lots of great, beautiful snow. And maybe we could have a sense of, you know, telling a story along the way or something like that. So we talked about just changing our attitude about what we could possibly do differently.
We're talking with Shannon Henry Kleiber, who's a producer for the nationally syndicated program, To the Best of Our Knowledge, comes from WPR. And we're talking about how people are altering holiday traditions, how they're getting creative, how your family is approaching these days ahead. How are you getting creative this season? Have you created new traditions? Maybe the pandemic has caused some family tension. What is that like, and how are conversations going? Join in with your insights, 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Shannon, you know, Priya Parker, so magnificent. We had her on when she had the book, The Art of Gathering, and she has so many insights on how to bring people together and how to host parties. What is she saying when, in the absence of this, when we can't do that?
So she is also saying, come up with these really unusual ideas, but ask yourself these questions first. So she says to gather your people, you know, whoever your people are, and say, what do you need this year? And do you need a sense of protection? Do you need a sense of mourning? Do you need a sense of grace? Do you need a sense of joy? And try to understand what you really need. And then try to do that together. But she also says, which I think is really interesting, that we need to realize the holidays were never always for everybody just pure joy and easiness, right? Mm. So for so many people, you know, maybe there's difficulties within families, there's tension about whose house do we go to. So to kind of remember that and make this a time when you're very conscious about what you need and what your family needs.
Yeah, there was baggage here around the holiday season before the pandemic showed up.
Right,
certainly.
Exactly.
You know, one thing where my heart goes is all those loved ones who are in assisted living or in nursing homes, and how we will be able to connect with them during the holidays. Oftentimes it was being able to take them out of the environment and into a loved one's home, and that just won't happen.
Yeah, that is, I think, one of the toughest things, because obviously, you know, the people who are in nursing homes need to be protected right now. I mean, you don't want to not have them be safe. I've been FaceTiming with my people who are in nursing homes, and it's you can see their faces and they can see you, which is really lovely. And I have to say, before this pandemic, I wouldn't have said, oh, I love Zoom so much or FaceTime so much, but I'm really grateful for it right now. I also think that if you can play some music for people, that's really meaningful. I think that during the holiday time, if you can be on Zoom or FaceTime with somebody who's in a nursing home and you could play them some music, there's been a lot of research done about music and memory and how that really brings back some great feelings.
Oh, yeah. And so thinking about not just, okay, we're going to have a Zoom call right now, but we're going to have to be able to think about what we'll be doing on that meeting. So it is special and there is something happening, almost like you want to orchestrate it.
Right. And Priya Parker talks about an 80th birthday party that she helped organize during this time. And her stepfather was turning 80, and they decided to bake ginger snaps together across different generations, kind of like my family's been cooking together too, which I think is so lovely. And then they did a progressive party together. So each family had a moment during the dinner with the person who had the birthday. So I do think you do have to be, you know, it takes a little bit of forethought to say, okay, here's what we'd like to try. Here's what we're going to do this year. But, you know, maybe some things will be similar. You'll make the same dish, but you'll just prepare it together instead of eat it together.
We have TT Book producer Shannon Henry Kleiber, who's been crafting conversations about what to do at the holidays for the national program. What rituals or traditions do you do every year that you won't be able to enjoy this year? What will you miss most? Are these traditions that you're still keeping, but you're doing in a new way? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're discussing our favorite holiday traditions that will need to be retooled in the pandemic. Maybe you're working on a new tradition. It's 800-642-1234 here on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is an emotional time. Author Priya Parker talked about gathering so eloquently in 2018 when we spoke with her about her book, The Art of Gathering.
We spend our days and lives in gatherings. You know, we go from baby showers to classrooms to back to school nights to, boardrooms and weddings and finally funerals. And I think in part because we're doing it all of the time, we've kind of gone on autopilot when we come together.
How are you approaching this season, especially in the midst of loss and illness? 800-642-1234. Shannon Henry Kleiber is a producer with TT Book, to the best of our knowledge, and she's working on conversations about the days ahead. So, Shannon, you know, as we mentioned earlier, there's a lot of loss going on. Over a million people have died around the world. Huge, huge loss in our country as well. And, you know, there's maybe an empty seat at the table. How do you deal with this loss of the pandemic in the holidays when loss is difficult to begin with?
Kate, I think that's so important. And we need to grieve. And I think that during this pandemic, when we haven't been able to have funerals in the same ways, we haven't been able to have communal gatherings to say goodbye to people, I think that we need to find other ways to say goodbye and to grieve. And I talked to Priya about that a little bit. And she said, in other cultures, it's usually a procession or a big gathering. And, you know, she suggested maybe an outdoor candle lighting ceremony could be something that you would do, even if it's in your backyard or, in a community who's lost someone. I also think that you can write things about people and remember them. And even if I'm a big fan of journaling and writing things down, even if you don't share it with so many other people, it might help you. And if you could share it with other people and read it together, I think that would be particularly special.
Yeah, you know, I went to my first virtual funeral for my uncle in New Jersey who had passed away earlier this spring. And I really felt so many different emotions all at once, you know, hovering like an eye over the funeral, but then so glad to see some of my family members, my cousins and their growing children. And it felt so different, and yet I was still a part of it in some way. And I would imagine that this limbo that we're all feeling for these rites of passage are going to be so prevalent this season.
I agree. And I've lost people during this time too. And what I've found helpful too is to reconnect with the other people around them and to remember them. I lost a dear friend and I found some photographs of her and sent them to her family members. Their photographs, of different things that they hadn't seen. And then they wrote back to me and I wrote back to them. And that's been kind of lovely.
We're talking with Shannon Henry Kleiber, a producer for the national program To the Best of Our Knowledge from WPR. We're discussing what the holidays will look like this year for your family, your loved ones, taking your calls about this and what you're planning, how you're planning it. Are you celebrating differently this year? Maybe you've canceled a particular tradition. Maybe you're trying something new or planning something new, or maybe you're altogether moving the holidays to the summer months. 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Shannon, what about negative emotions, negative feelings? I mean, there is so much animosity in this world and so much, negative emotions at this time. What do we do about those feelings at the holidays?
Yeah, you know, we have the pandemic, we have the divisiveness surrounding the election and politics. There's so many things going on right now that are basically tugging at our fabric of society. I think that being together, even though we're apart, is still so important. And so am even though I'm saying, you know, you don't want to meet in person in this big group, I'm in favor of celebrating and having joy in some way, because I think we really need it right now.
Yeah.
And if we just cancel everything, that will be another kind of sadness and something that's kind of keeping us apart from each other. So I would love to hear any listeners' ideas about ways to do things differently, because I think you do have to have a little bit of creativity and, you know, challenge yourself, and maybe things won't work out. Maybe my kids will say, no, I don't want to go on a snowshoe hike. I'll do something different instead. But, you know, we have on the show coming up, we have writer Helen McDonald on how every year at holiday time, she and her friends read the same book together, The Dark is Rising. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, that's really lovely. You know, they can do that together from far apart. So maybe some people have ideas that come from families who are in different countries and they always have to do things apart. I don't know.
You and Priya talked about saying goodbye to things at the end of the year. What did she have to say about that?
Yeah, I think that not only this New Year's are we saying goodbye to the year, we're saying hopefully goodbye to a lot of really difficult things that have happened this year. And she was saying, you know, be careful not to say goodbye to the virus, because, you know, I also kind of feel that way every time I hear somebody say, oh, 2020, because, you know, it might be next year too. And we have to be careful about not saying goodbye when, you know, it's not the right time. But she talks about the vaccine, if it works, as being kind of a way to say goodbye to this time, that you can kind of think of the moment when you go to get the vaccine, if it's safe and if it's the right moment of saying goodbye. And that's kind of this, I thought this is a really interesting thing that she thinks about as a kind of a moment when things are going to change.
Let's bring in Dale now in River Falls. Hi, Dale.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, we're starting a new tradition this year. It's been a tough year for local businesses, restaurants, with mandates getting tighter, et cetera. And so we're starting a new tradition of ordering a takeout from our favorite barbecue place on Main Street here in River Falls, and ordering that on Wednesday and using that as leftovers reheated for our Thanksgiving dinner.
I love that. That is amazing. Dale.
That's great.
Yeah, that is a really great idea. And certainly I would assume that you've been also thinking about those local food establishments during the pandemic and how your Main Street is doing. What is Main Street like, Dale?
Our Main Street?
Yeah.
It's been actually amazingly supportive of our local businesses. I'm very, very proud of the River Falls community.
Yeah, yeah. Will this holiday feel different to you?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, we've lost loved ones, and obviously our gathering is going to be much smaller, but we're choosing to make lemonade out of lemons.
Yeah. Dale, thank you so much. Marty now in Verona. Hi, Marty.
Hi. We did something kind of unique for Halloween that my mom or the grandma of the family has requested we do for Thanksgiving as well. We had our entire family spread all across the country, about 45 of us, on a Zoom call, and we played online trivia and we told jokes, and because it was Halloween, we did a costume contest. But for Thanksgiving, what our tradition, if we were all together, is for everybody to take a moment to say what they're thankful for. And that always means a lot to my mom. And to that, this year we're adding for each person to tell my mom their favorite memory of her. My father passed away a year ago, and we know that memories are very, very precious to her right now.
Oh, that is so beautiful, Marty. And it's really neat that you kind of got a jump start on it for Halloween to make sure that you got all the technical stuff taken care of and you can more fully roll it out for Thanksgiving.
That's a great idea.
Team effort.
Yeah. And I understand, Marty, you also have a big trivia game on Zoom.
Yeah, we used Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T. And there's all sorts of different Kahoot games that you can find online for free, or you can create your own.
Oh, Marty, that is so neat to hear. And do you think that will help your family be together this holiday?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We expected the Halloween one to only last 45 minutes or an hour, and it was 2 hours solid of fun and laughter. And my mom kept calling me the days after, saying that was so wonderful. It was so wonderful. So,
oh, I love it. I love it. Marty, that's so creative. And it's great that you're going to be able to do it again. And it might become a tradition you keep.
I think so.
Well, Marty, thank you so much for calling in with that tradition. And Shannon, thank you for joining us. Take care during the season.
You too, Kate. It's great talking with you.
Shannon Henry Kleiber, producer, interviewer, and writer for the nationally syndicated program TT Book, To the Best of Our Knowledge, from our colleagues here at Wisconsin Public Radio. If you want to contribute to TT Book's holiday work, you can email them a voice memo telling them about your holidays this year. Go to listen@ttbook.org. That's listen@ttbook.org. Coming up, we talk with the Commander-in-Chief of the Wisconsin National Guard about the many roles Guard members have taken on in the pandemic. What questions do you have about the role of the Guard missions now, especially around COVID testing? 800-642-1234. It's Major General Paul Knapp after a news update on the Ideas Network.